Good afternoon, children. Now we are going to discuss chapter 4 of 11th class, Motion in a Plane, module 1. In this module, we will discuss scalar and vector quantities, position and displacement vectors, general vectors and their notation, equality of vectors, multiplication of vectors by a real number, addition and subtraction of vectors, relative velocity, unit vector, resolution of a vector in a plane, rectangular components, scalar and vector product of vectors. So we are starting first with the definition of scalars. So you have studied in lower classes that scalars are the quantity which have only magnitude, no direction. So it is specified completely by a single number along with the proper unit. Examples of scalars are distance between two points, mass of an object, the temperature of a body, the time at which certain events happen. The rules for combining scalars are the rules of ordinary algebra. Scalars can be added, subtracted, multiplied and divided just as the ordinary numbers. Now, vector quantities. So, it is a quantity that has both a magnitude and a direction and obeys the triangle law of addition or equivalently the parallelogram law of addition. So, vector is specified by giving its magnitude by a number and its direction. It's not operated by simple rules of algebra. Vectors are added, subtracted or multiplied by their own rules. Later on we will discuss. Examples of vector quantities: displacement, velocity, acceleration and force. How to represent a vector? So vector can be represented by the bold letter, italics or arrow over the head of the vectors. Position and displacement vectors. So here position vectors may be defined as a vector which describe the event or a point completely from a fixed point. Now the fixed point is called as origin, and all position vectors are taken from a fixed point called as the origin. Displacement vector, you know, displacement is that a normal distance between initial and final position. So here also the displacement vector starting from the initial to final. Displacement vector is independent on the path actual. Whatever may be the path, the displacement vector is always from initial to final position. Equal vectors. If the two vectors are said to be equal, if their magnitude and direction are same. In general, equality is indicated by as vector A is equal to vector B. Multiplication of a vector with a positive number. So multiplying a vector A with a positive number N gives a vector whose magnitude is changed by the lambda times, but the difference is same as that of A. So here say positive. If the number is vector is multiplied with a negative number, then its direction is reversed and magnitude becomes n times. How to add one vector with the other vector? So here we use a tail to head, or generally we say head to tail method. So here how to add? First you just draw the tail of the second vector over the head of first vector and join the tail of first vector to head of the last vector. It gives the resultant vector. So it is called as head to tail method or triangle method for vector addition. So it's a commutative. A plus B is equal to B plus A. The This is also associative. Vector sum is also associative. And A plus B plus C is equal to A plus B plus C. Now null vector or a zero vector. So if you add a two equal and opposite vectors, the resultant will be the zero vector or null vector. There is no specific direction of the zero vector. So now here main property of zero are a plus vector zero is equal to vector a. Vector zero vector multiplied by any number is equal to zero vector. Physical meaning of a zero vector: when the initial and final position coincide, the displacement is a null vector. Now how to subtract a vector from other? Here we use the law of vector addition. Just only you change the direction of the subtracted vector. Okay, so here if you want to add to subtract a, okay, and b, so here we take this, we define the difference of two vectors a and b, okay, as sum of the two vectors a and minus b. Okay, so now here you see the law of parallelogram for vector addition. It states that two vectors are represented by the two adjacent sides of a parallelogram, then magnitude and direction of resultant vector is given by intersection diagonal. So formula is R is equal to under root a square plus b square plus 2ab cos theta, and direction is given by this tan alpha b sin theta upon a plus b cos theta. For derivation, you consider the two vectors a and b represented by the two adjacent sides of a parallelogram O, P, S, Q, and here this angle between the two vectors is theta, and resultant makes an angle alpha with vector A. Then you draw a normal from point S to vector A that meets at point N. And now here this PS in parallelogram opposite sides are equal, so PS is also equal to B, and draw a normal from P to this resultant vector which meets at M. Okay, then here you use this Pythagoras theorem in triangle ONS. So this OS whole square is equal to ON square plus NS square. So put these values ON and NS, you get the required expression for resultant vectors. Very important law. Now how to resolve a vector? So a vector can be resolved into any given direction, and each part is called its component. So here the component of a vector is a also vector, remember. So here you see that how to resolve a vector into any given direction. Unit vectors may be defined as a vector having unit magnitude, and here the position unit vectors is given by the vector divided by its magnitude. So it has no dimension and unit, it's merely ratio of same physical quantity. So it is used to specify a direction only. This is its importance. Whenever in any expression RHS side we want to express in vector form, we take the help of unit vector, we multiply the unit vector. Rectangular unit vectors, here the unit vectors which are perpendicular to each other are called as the rectangular unit vectors. So I, J, K are the rectangular unit vectors along X, Y, Z axis respectively. So here I, J, K are mutually perpendicular to each other. In this text, they are printed bold face in the cap. Okay, and here you see this I, if you see some properties here, then this property will be that resolution of vectors in three units. Then relative velocity. Relative velocity, that of a object A with respect to B, is given by VA, B is equal to VA minus B. Similarly, the velocity of the object B relative to that A is given by VBA is equal to VB minus VA. Therefore, the relative velocity are equal and opposite. So, their magnitude are the same. Now, see the scalar product. The scalar product of two vectors A dot B is equal to AB cos theta, and theta is the angle between the two vectors A and B. Now see properties of scalar product. Scalar product is a commutative. A dot B is equal to B dot A. And scalar product obeys the distributive law. So that is vector A dot bracket mein B plus C is equal to A dot B plus A dot C. Here unit vectors of I, J, K. So I dot I is equal to J dot J is equal to K dot K is equal to 1. And the unit vectors I dot J is equal to J dot K is equal to K dot I is equal to 0. So here A dot A is equal to A square. Any the dot product of the vector itself is always equal to the square of its magnitude. Or A dot B is equal to 0 if A and B are perpendicular. So there are some examples of dot product. That work done is the dot product of force and displacement. And power also the dot product of force and velocity. Now come to the vector products of the two vectors. So the vector products of vector A and vector B, that is also known as cross product, is given by A B sin theta unit vector eta. So theta here is again angle between A and B, and unit vector eta gives the direction. So how to find out the direction of unit vector eta? So first law is the right hand thumb rule. You turn the fingers of right hand from first vector to second, then thumb will indicate the direction of unit vector eta. Now second law is the right hand screw rule. So in right hand screw rule, you start to rotate the screw from first vector to second. Then the direction in which screw advances will give the direction of unit vector eta. Properties of vector product. Vector product is not commutative. That is, A cross B is not equal to B cross A. That A cross B is equal to minus B cross A. Though both scalar and vector products are distributive. Any A cross vector bracket mein B plus C, you can find out the answer. So this follow the distributive law. A cross A is equal to 0. Any cross product or vector itself is always a null vector. Clear? I cross I is equal to J cross J is equal to K cross K is equal to 0. Then I cross J is equal to K, J cross K is equal to I, and K cross I is equal to J. But you see the order change, that it will be negative sign. J cross I is equal to minus K, K cross J is equal to minus I, I cross K is equal to minus J. Examples of vector product, you see this torque is equal to R cross F, angular momentum, that L is equal to R cross P. Thank you very much.